Well, hello, hello, guys. You're listening to Beauty Bites with Dr. K, Secrets of a Plastic Surgeon. And today on the podcast, it's time for a 5-Minute Friday. It's beginning to be the end of quarantine, and I'm so excited to get back in the office and inject and see my amazing, beautiful patients again. And I know you guys are excited too. We feel like our faces are melting. We're ready to get our beauty back. And let's talk about how we could do this safely. So I want to talk about what to expect as a patient and as a provider and how we're getting our offices ready and how it's going to look a little different around here. So in the post-COVID era, it's most important to maintain safety. And when you're a patient coming to see us for injectables, just remember that things are going to slowly evolve and change. It's going to take us a week or two to get this totally systemized under our belt and totally sterilized. First of all, when we do your appointment, we're going to send you your forms ahead of time online. We are going to register on an online portal and reduce the need for a clipboard and paperwork that has to be done hand to hand. Much better to do that in the safety and beauty of your own home. So think about getting your online form submitted, online consent forms, and maybe even an online payment method. We will send patients that, and we'd like you to fill out pre-screening forms too. It's really fun, all these forms we have to fill out, and we just have to do it because this is the post-COVID world. We're in the current COVID world. We got to be so, so careful. We're going to screen patients to be sure you haven't been traveling abroad, haven't been around a COVID patient in your family or a close relative, that you don't have a fever, no cough, no sore throat, no unusual signs of possible infection. And we will be checking your temperature when you arrive. So you'll be greeted with sanitizer, temperature check, and some gloves to put on. And if your temperature is normal, you'll come right in and join us. We will expect you to wear your mask. And we are going to be wearing our masks. And our doctors, nurses, and providers who are injecting are going to be wearing probably an N95 mask, which is kind of the thicker, more it kind of blocks your vision a little bit, but you won't be able to see our faces, but we'll be able to see you fine. So remember that if you're coming into a building in California, at least you're required to wear a mask, and we have extra masks, but we don't have a lot. So if you show up without a mask, there's a small chance you'll get sent home to go get one. And it can be a homemade face covering, it can be a surgical mask, it can be a scarf, a bandana, but we just want you to be covered. When we come into the office, then we're going to usher you right into your room. So no waiting and no double booking, one-on-one appointments. We're going to schedule longer times for appointments because we definitely need to sterilize our rooms and decontaminate fully when people leave the room. And we're going to always have one clean room and one room that's in use. And we're going to alternate and make sure that we do a thorough decontamination all the way around. If you're getting injectables done, it's going to be so important to discuss which area prior to your visit. Patients who are getting mouth injections, lip area, and nasal area, we're going to do some extra precautions in my office anyway. I'm a head and neck surgeon. I do nasal surgery. I am part of a lot of chat groups throughout the world with European leaders where they've had very high episodes and a very high number of infections of COVID, like for example in Italy. So doing nasal procedures is going to be a little bit different going forward. So we're going to sterilize using things like betadine swabs, which is a yellow iodine, which we'll put on right before your visit. We'll have you do a mouth gargle, probably with a dilute betadine solution. And we may even have people do a gargle before they come to the office. So these are some new steps. We're not used to them. You're not used to them. But it's the most safe, best thing to do. Betadine and iodine kill virus. They're virucidal. Alcohol, when we wipe the skin, is wonderful to kill virus. Hydrogen peroxide is also wonderful. For mouth gargle, we can do dilute peroxide. We can do dilute bleach solution. We can do dilute betadine solution. It's important to knock down virus load in the mouth, on the lips, and the nostrils. So that's something that you can think about that's going to be happening. Very safe, very commonplace. This is what your dentist does when you gargle a solution before you get your teeth cleaned. And that's the next level of what we need to do. If you're getting Botox done for your upper face, we'll be wearing a mask when we approach you. You will be also wearing a mask because it's better that if you cough accidentally or if you're having a little pain with an injection, and if you, we don't want aerosolized particles to be reaching people's faces. I will definitely wear a face shield and some eye protection. And we don't know exactly how much of this is overkill, but it's better to be protected. Up to 20% of healthcare providers have been infected in very high density COVID infection sites, like in New York City, in Italy. So I think that if for all injectors out there, you get so much recurrent exposure up close, you have to be super careful. I've heard some conflicting reports. I saw someone post something about a CDC doctor who said that we don't need an N95 masks. I 100% disagree, and I think that's factually incorrect. There are many studies that support the fact that normal breath and speaking without a mask and without an N95 mask can give you some exposure to viral particles in breath. So definitely wearing the mask protects the patient, protects you. It's easy to do, so let's just do it. After your treatment, when you have some oozing or bleeding, we'll be holding clean, sterile gauze. We'll keep that on you and we'll use gloves. We're going to give our patients gloves so that when they come into the office, we don't have to worry about where their hands have been or continuous use of sanitizer. You're just going to get a pair of gloves to wear. And then we will keep you in our exam rooms till everything has stopped its oozing. We no longer are going to do ice packs because I think those end up sitting on countertops and kind of cluttering and dirty. It's better to go right home and apply that in the privacy of your own home. Or you keep one in your car. If you're smart, you might want to bring one in a little ice thing ahead of time in your car. And instructions and pamphlets, we'll be doing a lot of that electronically. Some of that will be in your hand. Please don't come with a giant bag or purse or shopping or a dog or a cat or a relative or a girlfriend, because we're just going to be right doing our business, the business of beauty. We don't want to have a lot of patients in the same room because we need to maintain that 6-foot distance. And so we want you to limit your friends that you bring to your visits, which is not as fun, but we will eventually get back to being fun again. So that's how the process is going to be. The checkout process will also try to be touchless. We'll take Apple Pay. We're going to look into some touchless methods of checkout. And, we want you guys to make your follow-up appointments. Of course, you can do that on our virtual terminals and ports, and, make those appointments now. Now more than ever, we realize the importance of staying right on top of a beauty program where you don't fall off track. Because when we fall off track, we really fall off track. Like this 2 months of not being able to get in and get things done has definitely made me feel like my face is changing. So book your appointments ahead of time. It's usually every 2 to 3 months for Botox. Every 3 months, I say 3 to 4 is perfect. And every 6 months for filler. Twice a year is great to look at where your volume changes are happening in your face and add small amounts and kind of just do some overall facial optimizations. So that's my advice for going forward. The changes that you'll see, the new equipment and gear that we're wearing, and the new way that we have for treating patients. We're going to start with a little slower protocols to make sure we have fully mastered what we need to do. And patients are going to be nice and calm and sweet. And we're so excited to have you amazing people back in our lives. We really have missed feeling normal. And I want to wish you guys all the best of health, the best of beauty, the best of days ahead. Be safe and stay beautiful. Love you guys so much. And if anyone is out there listening who's interested in my post-COVID injection protocols, procedures, policies, and guidelines, guess what? I've published that and I can send you a link to where you can find that information. And I'm happy to email you my list, which you can adapt for your use. And it's made free to all my Mastery of Aesthetics tribe members. If you haven't already signed up for Mastery of Aesthetics, this is an amazing program that I teach. And I've done all of these online modules to teach you the precision techniques that are going to make your clients look amazing. It's step by step. It's from beginner to intermediate to advanced. It's detailed anatomy drawings. It's lessons. It's showing you the tips, tricks, and pearls that nobody teaches. You would have to go to 20 conferences to learn all these techniques for the face. And It's taught to you by me. And, you know, as a head and neck surgeon, I know my anatomy. I'm really an artist and I take my time with people's faces. So I want to teach you. So sign up for Mastery of Aesthetics and you'll get these kind of tips and pearls. Check it out. There's a free online trial. It's www.masteryofaesthetics.com. And send me an email to info@beautybydrk.com. That's D-R-K-A-Y, beautybydrk.com, if you want to get a copy of my policies, procedures, and protocols post-COVID for what we're doing in our office and what you need to be doing in your office to keep people safe. That's it for now, beauties. Stay beautiful. Don't forget to find me on Instagram @beautybydrk, D-R-K-A-Y, and I'll see you soon.